Richard Mullen, armed with a hatchet and knife, terrorized staff and patients at the Sioux Area Hospital last year, a judge heard Tuesday. The emergency department had to be locked down and patients evacuated from the area on the night of February 3, 2022. The 36-year-old man was in distress and seeking help, but his actions traumatized and threatened others, the Crown told Ontario Court Justice Heather Mendez. Mullen pleaded guilty to possession of a dangerous weapon, the knife, mischief for damaging a hospital wall with the hatchet, and breach of probation for failing to keep the peace. At his request, police had taken the accused to SAH, where arrangements had been made for him to meet with a crisis worker at 9:10 p.m., prosecutor Matthew Caputo said. An hour later, an agitated and paranoid Mullen was swinging the hatchet and striking a wall in emergency, the assistant Crown attorney said. Staff cleared patients out of the area. Police arrived and arrested him. Fortunately, no one was injured, Caputo told the judge, noting, "You have heard about the emotional and psychological injuries from his behavior." He was referring to a victim impact statement, written by a nurse, who was working that night and helping the accused. Mullen's decisions that night not only impacted her, but had a significant impact on patients and other staff, she wrote. Because of his actions, part of her identity and her passion for being a nurse has been replaced by fear of the unknown. She has nightmares and is undergoing therapy to deal with her fears. Mullen has a lengthy, substantial record that shows a history of aggression, violent behavior, assaults and many uttering threats, Caputo said. It also shows an unstable individual, who has been struggling with his issues for some time. Even when he is trying to get help, something caused him some sort of upset that impacted the lives of many people that day, the prosecutor said, describing the situation as dangerous. Caputo called for a sentence of time served, the equivalent of 180 days Mullen has spent in pre-sentence custody, followed by 24 months probation. Defense lawyer Valerie Black St. Laurent said her client went to the hospital seeking help. His actions were committed under great mental health stress, she told Mendez. He was in crisis. He was not going there for the purpose of terrorizing people. Citing the mitigating factors, she said he has saved court time and funds by pleading guilty. Nobody has to relive what occurred, which is traumatic for everyone, including Mullen. He is remorseful and wants to change his life, she said. Black St. Laurent proposed a sentence of 90 days time served, followed by probation. The defense told the court Mullen is Indigenous, and had a difficult upbringing. His life has not been easy, but he is quite resilient and able to reach out for help, she said, adding he has a relationship with the Canadian Mental Health Association. He wants to do better and seeks out help when needed. While in custody, Mullen has completed some programming, Black St. Laurent said. When Mullen was asked if he had anything to say, he told Mendez, "I was going through hell at the time." Speaking via Zoom from the Central North Correctional Center in Penetanguishene, he said he was being chased around, day and night, for 2 months. He explained that he had the hatchet for my own safety, and when he got to the hospital he saw the two people who had been chasing me around, and who were going to kick the shit out of me. Mullen said he was trying to get help and pulled the knife out. As he spoke to the court, he became more and more agitated, and was angry and swearing, as he declared, "People are still trying to get me." He then began verbally attacking a local defense lawyer, and Mendez took a 5-minute break. When court resumed, the judge told him, "What you are telling me doesn't change anything about what happened at the hospital." Indicating she needed time to review the matters, she adjourned sentencing until the afternoon. At that time, she pointed to the aggravating factors. Mullen was subject to a weapons prohibition and, while he may have excuses for his actions, he knew that, Mendez said. As well, she noted the situation was traumatic. Many people in medical distress were there, and the emergency department had to be evacuated and shut down. Referring to the mitigating factors, she said Mullen appears to be remorseful, and his guilty pleas meant people didn't have to testify and relive the trauma. He struggles with substance abuse and is very insightful about why he finds himself in court. Sometimes, your comments to the court were circular and almost like you were blaming others, Mendez told him. She imposed a sentence of 150 days time served, followed by 12 months probation. He must attend counseling for anger management and substance abuse. The judge also imposed a 10-year weapons prohibition, and ordered the forfeiture of the hatchet and knife. Mullen apologized for what had occurred when he spoke to the court, explaining, "I snapped earlier." He remains in custody on other charges.